Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. What you just heard was the Talking Metal theme song with Rob Halford and the one and only Metal Mike Klaschak on guitar. Speaking of Metal Mike, guys, he is going to be doing some judging at a performance slash contest called Metal Fest. I'm going to tell you all about that in just 1 minute, but first let me hype what's coming up. We got John Astronomy on the show with us today. Of course, Bud Friendly also on the show with us. We are going to chat with these guys momentarily. So please stay tuned for that. We're also going to hear a little music by AC/DC and the new Tony Martin in today's episode. But here's the info on what's going down with Metal Mike. Over 100 students from the School of Rock franchise in New York and New Jersey will perform in a concert called Metal Fest. Are you metal enough? At the Gramercy Theater in New York City on Saturday, April 7th. In addition to being a concert, the show will also be a competition. The winning musicians will be awarded a free week at Mayhem in the Mountains. Now, Mayhem in the Mountains is a week-long metal camp in the Catskill Mountains, which is located north of New York City, and that will be held August 19th through August 25th. Competing at Metal Fest will be young rockers ages 7 through 17 who attended the School of Rock programs in Chatham, Montclair, Princeton, and Tenafly, New Jersey, and Farmingdale, Fort Washington, Manhattan, Port Washington, and Westchester, New York. So these young kids, guys who are like 7 through 17, are going to be out there on stage competing and jamming songs by bands like Metallica, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, Queens of the Stone Age, System of the Down, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to say that I worked a couple days at the Montclair School of Rock teaching these kids about the band Metallica, and I had a great time. Not necessarily these kids who are going to be in this performance, but I guess it was over the summer or spring that I was out there. And I had just a great time hanging with those kids and talking metal with them. And I would love to hopefully attend this concert in New York City. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to try my best. And again, you guys should definitely try to make it. It is called Metal Fest, and tickets for Metal Fest are only $19, and they can be purchased at LiveNation.com or at the Gramercy Theater, which is located in New York City at 127 East 23rd Street on Saturday, April 7th. The doors open at 11 a.m., and the three-hour show begins at noon. Cool. Hope to see you guys there. Let's get into the brand new Tony Martin. This is actually Dario Molo and Tony Martin. Third Cage is the name of the record. And we're going to hear a song right now called Oh My Soul. And we'll be right back after that with John Astronomy, Bud Friendly, and a guy named Tom Mulligan, who plays in a great band called Overdose. We'll be right back.
Live from Billy Mark's Tavern in New York City, this is Talking Metal, episode 379. And now your hosts, Mark and John.
Thanks, Bud Friendly. Glad to be back on Talking Metal. We're hanging out at Billy Mark's, as Bud Friendly mentioned. Great bar, 29th Street, 9th Avenue, New York City. Classic, classic Talking Metal. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mark Striegel on lead guitar.
Pass the mic on over. Thank you. Yes, we have an exclusive interview with Tom Mulligan today on the podcast. John and I recently jammed with Tom, and this guy, I tell you, man, it sounds exactly like Bon Scott.
Without a doubt, we did a song that you will see on an upcoming episode of Talking Metal called Touch Too Much. Somehow you'll see it. And this guy sounds identical to Bon Scott. It's unbelievable. Really amazing. Great, great guy and unbelievable vocalist.
Just to catch you guys up, I had a bunch of notes of stuff I was supposed to go over, but that's all out the window for today because I left it at home. But basically, I know there's been a lack of podcasts posted lately, but there's been a lot of Talking Metal activity going on behind the scenes. We shot an episode of potentially, I guess you'd call it a pilot or premiere episode for Talking Metal Pirate Radio, which is going to be coming out on our YouTube page on youtube.com/talkingmetal real soon. Probably a couple weeks away, maybe 3 weeks away at this point. But it's going to be cool. The tentative plan is to have a jam with not only... Actually, Tom Mulligan I don't think will be in the first episode. But we're going to have a jam with the one and only Billy May from Kiss Nation. Tell us about him.
Billy May is a great singer, and I always used to think of him as a bass player because that's what he was when I first met Bill. But he's a great guitarist as well, and he is the Paul Stanley from the Kiss tribute band, Kiss Nation. And basically, Bill had to do this gig because he was just so much like Paul and so good as Paul. And even though that wasn't his original thing because he was a bass player, he had to do it. He looks exactly like him. He looks like a young Paul, and he sounds like a young Paul, even in his regular voice. And he plays guitar great, plays bass great, and he sings great. So we decided to bring him in to do Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah, and we also, for Hotter Than Hell, have Dan Lorenzo on guitar. John plays guitar on it. I play bass. And we have the one and only Ron Lipnicki from Overkill on drums. So it's going to be a great jam. And then we have another jam with Rob Dukes from Exodus. And I'm not going to really give away too much of that right now. But we are hoping to open the show with it, the video version of Talking Metal. And this could be a lot of fun. I would like to try to get like three or four, maybe six episodes, that's my goal, of new Talking Metal TV shows posted online. And the future is YouTube because, you know, cable is dying, and soon you'll be able to just watch YouTube on your regular TVs in your living room if you can't already. And we're going to put up nice quality, you know, great sounding, great looking HD quality shows for all you guys to check out. And I think it's going to be a great watch. So without further ado, let's get into an interview, a very brief interview, with the one and only Tom Mulligan, New Jersey's Bon Scott clone, if you will. This guy, vocally, he's a Bon Scott clone. He sounds great. We jammed with him recently doing the song Touch Too Much. It's not going to be on the first episode, but probably the second or third episode it will be on, which we hope to shoot soon. So let's check out this interview, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Bud Friendly and John Astronomy. Hey, this is Mark Striegel from Talking Metal. We are here at the Gibson Guitar Studios in New York City, and we're going to be jamming a bunch of songs today. And we have up first, I guess, the first jam we're planning on doing is with a guy named Tom Mulligan from New Jersey, who plays in the band Overdose. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. Now, what is your first AC/DC memory? When do you remember hearing them for the first time ever?
The Highway to Hell album. It's just awesome. Mutt Lang, the guys, he was screaming at the time. It was great. It was great.
And what is the biggest difference between the way Brian Johnson sings and Bon Scott? I always felt like Bon Scott was a, like, probably like louder? Is that it, like when Brian Johnson sings it, I always picture him like very quiet in the microphone. Yeah.
I always picture him screaming. Bon Scott, what I like is he sings in and out of the line. He's a more wordsmith than Brian is. But other than that, you know, I like them both. So I can't say, you know, which one I like better. You know?
Now, does Overdose play any Brian Johnson's era songs?
A few. Just to appease the audience kind of thing. I sound like Bon Scott. I don't sound like Brian Johnson.
And just a reminder, Tom is in a band called Overdose, an AC/DC tribute band. Where can the Talking Metal listeners discover you guys online?
ACDCOverdose.com.
Cool. Excellent. Thanks, Tom. And we really appreciate you coming down and doing this with us. We're actually shooting it, too. So all you Talking Metal listeners, at some point within the next couple months, you're going to be able to actually watch this. I'll keep you posted on it. Thanks. We'll be right back.
That was Overdose by AC/DC. This is Talking Metal, episode 379, I believe, from Billy Mark's Tavern in New York City. Mark and John.
Yeah, we had another guest tonight, but he canceled. Kenny from Exciter. I had a crazy conversation with him at like 8 a.m. this morning, and he's a character, so hopefully we'll catch up with him at some point. Kenny from Exciter. He played on their, sang on their last record, and he's so far canceled on the Talking Metal jams that we did, and he's canceled on a Talking Metal interview. But he does want to hook up with, us in the near future.
That is good. You know what they say, characters welcome.
Characters. Yeah, USA Networking.
They say that on television. So, guys, I just want to tell you, I just got back from a 4 or 5 day extravaganza with Ace Frehley. And we had a blast. We were down at...
Where were you?
We were in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Mad Monster Party. And we had a blast. We spent 3 days, when I say it was 5 days, because we always, like, I had a day on the one end and on the other end. But it was great. We met a lot of great fans of Ace and some fans of Talking Metal, believe it or not. There were a bunch of people that came up to me and said, hey, man, we really like Talking Metal. What happened to the show? And I said, stay tuned to TalkingMetal.com because we're going to have some surprises for you in store. And we just had a blast. And what I'm most amazed about these horror conventions is that moms and sons and dads and daughters, and it, you know, it's like the old Kiss days. Everybody's coming, but the only difference is sometimes the moms, I think, look a little too hot.
Wow, interesting. Well, let those Talking Metal listeners know that we haven't gone anywhere. We've been alive and well online with at least 5 or 6 listeners here on the podcast since the TV show has gone away. Just kidding. I do believe we have more listeners than that, but I hope, at least.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Just the fact that when I see you guys at these events, and literally, Mark, there are some still Talking Metal, you know, supporters out there, and we thank you for all of your support. And by the way, we're going to be at the Full Moon Tattoo and Rock and Roll and Horror Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, April 6th to 8th. Good Friday to Easter. It's going to be kind of wild.
Cool. Make sure you tell John hello and tell him that you love Talking Metal or that you hate it, whatever. But I wanted to mention Exciter. Now, when we had John Ricci on the show from Exciter a while back, he mentioned that the producer of the new Tom Cruise movie, it was in a Talking Metal exclusive, he broke it on Talking Metal, the producer of the new Tom Cruise movie, Rock of Ages, had contacted him about using an Exciter poster and putting Exciter's name on the marquee of a theater that is being shot for this new Tom Cruise movie. So, we got some shots courtesy of Bud Friendly. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we drinking here, Bud Friendly?
I don't know. That's good.
This is courtesy of Billy.
You're drinking Jack Daniels, courtesy of Billy Marks West. 14 years straight, not a day off. What a record.
Nice, wow. Nice. Thank you. That was the bartender here.
Cheers.
Yeah, so, anyways, long story short, it turns out the producer is our good friend Jay from Santa Monica, who flew all the way out to Dingbats to watch us play with Screaming Metal and has been a supporter in, you know, with Talking Metal since day one. Jay, I'm assuming you are the person behind getting the Exciter name in the upcoming Tom Cruise movie. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you very much. Just thanking the bartender for some shots. That was awfully nice. So we're just checking in with you here. We're having a good time. This is old school Talking Metal, drinking and podcasting simultaneously. Not recommended, but we do it. We'll leave it to the professionals.
This is a great time. I'm having a blast. Just personally, guys, you know what I like to do? I like to hang out with my friends. And I like to talk to you guys. And what's really a phenomenon that is Mark and Bud Friendly can also attest to this. The more and more we do these podcasts, the more and more that I can just talk as if I'm having a conversation with all of you guys. I feel like that everybody's here. I got Mark here. I got Bud Brindley here. And you guys, the Talking Metal listeners, are just hanging here with us. And if any of you end up coming to New York, let us know, and we'll actually do it for real in person. But I really feel like that, and I have fun talking about metal and just talking about miscellaneous stuff with all of you.
Cool. Just got Lita Ford, Poison, Def Leppard tickets for the they're playing in Newark, about 5 miles from my house, so I'll be checking that out. Come down if you want.
Hey, great. And I actually have an I don't think it's an exclusive anymore, but Ace just did a solo on Bret Michaels' new record.
Excellent. I did read that. Joe Perry, too, I believe, right?
What's that?
Joe Perry also did, I think.
Oh, cool. I didn't read that, but I'm sure it's true. And, yeah, Ace did a solo actually directly out of his own studio in his new place.
And I believe Vinnie Paul might be on that record. I'm not sure, but there's definitely a lot of all-star big-name players.
Nice. And Pete Evick was the guy that was hanging out with Ace in his studio and recorded the solo with him.
Oh, excellent. Cool. And he, of course, has been on Talking Metal. Anyways, guys, we're going to wrap it up. You know, you can support Talking Metal, support what we do by going to TalkingMetal.com and donating on that PayPal link. You guys have been awesome for doing that. James Smith just checked in with a nice little donation. Thanks, James. And thanks to all you guys. You know, go make that PayPal donation. Keep us in business. You can also use an Amazon link. There are some people out there who might be on the verge of making an Amazon purchase. Just go to Talking Metal first. Use that link to open your Amazon. We actually get a 2%, 3% cutback on that. Kickback, I guess is the word. And that helps us too. So anything to stay in business. John and I are actually spending quite a bit of cash. I mean, we're calling in a lot of favors, but we're actually spending some money on this TV pilot we've been talking about too. So anything you can send over helps us and just, you know, keeps our
momentum going.
Yeah, our momentum going. Thank you. So checking out.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm having a great time today because, once again, we're doing another episode of Talking Metal, and it's just so much fun to do it. Thanks to Mark Striegel and Bud Brindley for doing everything that they've been doing. And really,
you're welcome.
And really want to thank Mark, who you guys are going to find out is doing a kick-ass job of producing this. And did you ever see in Death Clock where the manager says, or in Matalocalypse, he says, it's going to be kick-ass, and then they say, please, just don't use those terms, kick-ass. You're not cool enough, and I feel like I'm not cool enough to use that, but you know what? Mark is doing a kick-ass job doing this, and we've got a lot of other guys, which we'll list their credits later, but wait till you hear the jams that we did, guys. They're going to look and sound just as good or better than what we did, you know, on the TV show, and we're going to keep them coming, and I predict this is going to really put us back on the map again.
Yeah, I hope so, and we're going to let Bud Brindley check us out here.
And that concludes episode number 379 of Talking Metal, the hardest motherfucking metal podcast in the world. We're going to get John a cup of black coffee and maybe an ambulance ride to the hospital right now because he is wasted. Adios.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.